Now, first we have like three pages where Rav Nosson Salgir's brief pieces could be, this is how he started writing it, and then he wrote it over as a beautiful, beautiful, elaborate halacha. So first we're going to have some bits and pieces, which is the next three pages. Rosh Prokim, Hilchis Ribis, Halacha Hei. Al Pima Shekosov, Besimen Kufayin Tes. This halacha is going to be based on what Rav Elazar writes in chapter 179. Shelevatel Kol Hamachloikis. If a person wants to succeed in eliminating all kinds of conflict, Hu Al Yedei Tainius. The way to accomplish it is by fasting. Bechinas Tzedakah, which is also very much tied into charity, because the Gemara makes a very famous statement, Agra de Taneso Tzidkoso, that the main credit for a fast day is the charity of the fast day. And Rabbein Azal over there in Likut Imran shows the connection, he explains the whole connection. Ki Iker HaBechira Al Yedei HaShinuyim, because the main concept of us having free choice in this world is based on the fact that there are different options. There are shinuyim. Everything in the world is not one. There's hot and cold. There's spring and summer. There's hot. There's this climate and that climate. Al yidei shenishave achizas hasheker achar habria. Through the fact that after Hashem created the world, there came into existence sheker, falsehood. Rabbeinu Zal explains that originally, before creation, there was only one, right? There was only Hashem, Hashem Echad. Once Hashem went ahead and created, now there's two things. There's Hashem and there's the Bria, the creation. And in fact, the creation comes from Hashem, so it's sort of really all one. But still, once Hashem created and the creation separated from Hashem, it broke off from Hashem, that's where there was created a potential for good and bad, right? Truth and falsehood. Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in a few places in Likut Imran very, very clearly. One of the main places is Torah Nun Aleph, chapter 51 in Likut Imran. Rabbeinu Zal really clarifies this topic tremendously. That's why, for example, when did things go wrong in the world? When there was just Adam alone, nothing happened. As soon as there was two, Adam and Chava, the snake made his choice. He said, okay, now I know who to go to. He went to Chava, and bing, bang, 2 minutes later, they're having applesauce. They're eating Eitz Hadas, and everything breaks loose, Rachmona Litzlan. Ach ikara achizosoi nishave rak al yedei ribui b'nei Adam. The main achiza of sheker, the main potential, and the main ability for sheker to have any effect, it came about only when there were many people. Ribui b'nei Adam, sheyesh shinui ritzoinois harbe. Because when you have many people, you have many different desires. You have diversity. This one likes cherry, this one likes strawberry, this one likes chocolate. Each one has different ritzoinois. Ki kol odom mishuna daitoi mechaveroi, because every single person thinks differently from his friend. Kama Yisham Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says, v'alkein ikar achizas, we have it, we're going to be, if hopefully Mashiach is going to come. This shir is being given on Rosh Chodesh of Tovshin Samachtes. Today is the yortzeit of Aaron HaKoyen. It's the yortzeit of Reb Aaron Zal, one of the closest students of Rabbeinu Zal. If we have a regular Tisha B'Av and we read Eicha, Eicha begins with Eicha Yoshvav Adod Ho'ir Rabosi Yom Ho'iso Kalmona Rabosi Badeyois. The second pasuk, I think, begins with the words Rabosi Badeyois. Many opinions. And the Gemara says, just like their faces are different, their thoughts are different. Jews, no two Jews think the same. Two Jews, three opinions. V'alkein ikar achizas hayitzahoro nesave kishenevra chavav and nesavu shnayim. And this is why the Torah tells us, when was the Yetzahara able to get a grip? When was he able to start doing his harm? When Chava was created. And now there were two people. Kemo Shapirish Rashi, Al Posik Hema Bikshu Cheshboinois Rabin. As Rashi HaKadosh points out on this Posik, they wanted many Cheshboinois. That the Goyim are called Cheshboinois Rabin. The Jews are called Am Echod. Atu Echod, Veshimcho Echod, Umikamach Yisrael Goy Echod Boretz. The Goyim are called Elokim Acherim. When the Goyim sit down to eat, this one praises his G-O-D and this one praises his G-O-D. You have 300 different flavors of you know, who they're giving thanks to. Ki ha-yetzohoro shachizoso mi-ha-sheker, because the yetzohoro, whose source is from sheker, falsehood, shekol shoyresh shorsho v'achizoso yuhum v'chinas ribui, where the whole source of sheker comes from when you have many, when you have more than one. Rabbeinu Zal gives a moshel in Likut Imran. If I'm sitting in front of a table, if I want to tell the truth about that item, what's the truth? It's a table. If I want to lie about it, I can call it a chair, I can call it a glass of water. Sheker is many, emes is one. Ein loy koyach vachizos michnas riboy. Ein loy koyach keneged odom shnivra b'selam diuknoy kizborach kiim al yidei sheyesh oid odom sheyuchal leslabesh boy. V'yetzahara, whose whole place of, who draws from sheker, and his whole power comes from many, has no power over a human being who was created in the image of Hashem, unless there's another human being whom the Yetzer can go into. U'kemoy shomar Admor Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal says, Shehayetzer ein loy koyach limnoya kemoy ha'odom, that the Yetzer is not as powerful in blocking a person from being religious or from doing the right thing as another human being. Another human being can be a much more powerful obstacle in blocking the person from doing the right thing than one's own Yetzirah. U'kamoy shomar oid, and as Rabbeinu Zal said even further than that, Bnei Odom he menios gedoilos, human beings are major obstacles in blocking a person from coming close to Hashem. And therefore, when did the Yetzer open up shop? When Chava was created. Shehi min Odom, where she came from Odom. V'nishavu shnei b'nei Odom boilam. And now suddenly there were two people in the world. V'chol ze hoyamachma shechava nivreis al yidei sheino v'tardema. And again, one of the main reasons for the problem is because Chava was created during sleep. Adam Rishon was put to sleep, not just sleep, but a deep sleep, Tardema. Bechinas histalkus hadas. When a person goes to sleep, their intellect shuts down. Shemishom kol hasfekois v'hachilukim v'ashinuyim v'chol hashinuydeis. That's what causes, when a person doesn't have their full consciousness, that's when they have doubts. That's when they have uncertainties. And that's when there are differences of opinion. Shemishom shoyresh kol hamachloikis sheboilam. That's the root of all machloikis, all arguments, all disagreements, all conflicts in the world. It all comes from histalkus hadas, from lack of full clarity of thinking. Umishom kol hishavus hazman. And that's where time comes from. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in another place in Likut Imran, She'ikar hazman mebechinas chisoron hadas, that the true essence of time is based on lack of intellect. Bechinas shena, like sleep. Ayin Shom, look over there where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this. We said when a person goes to sleep, a person can have a 15-minute nap and wake up and say, wow, that felt like 5 years. I went through my whole high school. You know, I went. Because when there's the less das, the more zman. And the more you get to a higher level of das, the shorter the time, the more the time shrinks. Ki hashinuyim heim ba'odom ubamokoyim ubazman, kinira b'chush. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, all the diversity in this world is in three things. Time, location, and Odom means the level of creation, whether it's humans, animals, plants, inanimate objects. Sheribui hashinui deyois, shebein Odom lechaveroi, v'chein bein yoim leyoim, because the differences of opinions between one person and another, and also from one day to the next, ki ein yoim doim lechaveiroi kimavur beitz chaim, because no 2 days are alike, as the Arizal explains. The Arizal says every single minute, Hashem is making billions of changes in the creation. So no 2 days are the same, no 2 minutes are the same. There's constant changing, there's a dynamic of constant changing going on all the time. As is explained in the Eitz Chaim of the Arizal, ubidvoreinu b'mokam achar, and in our Sforim and other places. V'chein hamakoimois einam shovin zelo zeh, and so too, place, location, is not the same ever. At Be'inyan Gidol HaPeiros, regarding agriculture, u'minyonim matechos, and metals, u'shar hashinuyim shebeneim, and the other differences between them. We know that in this kind of climate, you can grow citrus stuff. In a different place, you can't. It won't work. Try to plant the same seeds with water and everything. It won't go. Each place has its unique, you know, think properties about it. Ki kol mokoim oimei tachas koichov meyuchod v'tachas maila acheres bagalgal. Because each and every single location is under a particular star and under and it's connected to a specific degree on the sphere in the hemisphere and in the whole sphere of the world. Umikol elu hashinuyim ikar habechira, and it's because of all of this diversity that there are all of these choices to pick. Ki mishom mehashinuyim ikra achizas toivora shehu emes vasheker shemishom ikra bchira, because it's from all of this diversity that you can have a concept of good and bad, truth and falsehood, which is the whole concept of bechira, having to choose.